Right, the timer is now running, and it looks like it's picking my voice up. My name is Andrea Cale, and I'm Director Scotland for the Stroke Association. Okay. Okay. That's what it's right, that's fine. Yes, a mini stroke is also known as a transient ischemic attack. And this is when people have warning signs of a stroke, but they last for less than 24 hours and self-resolve. So it's not actually like a full stroke where there may be continued paralysis, maybe of an arm. The symptoms resolve within 24 hours of starting. No, because I think when the symptoms happen, people are not sure what is happening. And we have done a survey in the first quarter of the year, and our report from the survey shows that people describe the symptoms they experience as a funny turn. So they don't take it seriously because they don't last for very long and just assume that they're just not feeling very well that day and therefore it's nothing to worry about. Absolutely. People don't want to worry their doctors unnecessarily. So if they perhaps lose their vision for a few seconds, or if they experience weakness in one arm and it resolves, they'll think, well, that's not serious enough, so I won't see the doctor because he's very busy, when actually what they should be doing is treating it as an emergency, because getting proper diagnosis and treatment at this stage can prevent a serious stroke happening further down the line. Absolutely. I think the best thing to describe them as is a warning sign of a stroke that's perhaps waiting to happen. He's got cut off on the landline.
Oh, no.
That's fine. He's just putting it back through to the studio. Well, it just makes it more interesting. Okay. No, we've paused it, and it's allowed us to pause and resume. So we've just switched it back on again. Okay. Okay. Hi. That's worked. Okay. I'm ready when you are. Absolutely. What I would suggest is if somebody has a warning sign that they don't go to the GP, that they actually dial 999 and go to hospital. I was talking to a gentleman just a couple of weeks ago who's only 48, but he was experiencing symptoms where his eye was drooping, his speech was a bit slurred, and his mouth was drooping just ever so slightly. The symptoms lasted for half an hour. Was spotted and picked up by his wife, who recognised that this was something that was serious. And he was taken to the hospital, where he had an MRI scan. And they took also can take bloods to see what's happening. And as a result of that, they were able to diagnose what was happening and put him on the right medicines to treat it and therefore prevent it happening again. Yes, absolutely. It's really important that people understand that they have to act fast. And that's the message or the acronym that we use to describe what you need to do. So if there's any sign of facial weakness, can the person still smile or has their mouth or eye drooped? Do they have arm weakness? That's the A. Or any speech problems? And if any of those symptoms are at all apparent, then they must call 999 and call an ambulance and say that they suspect somebody's having a stroke. They are. And our survey, I mean, what we know is that up to 10,000 strokes a year could be prevented across the UK if these mini strokes were treated on time. We know that last year in Scotland, over 2,000 people were diagnosed as having a mini stroke. But we also know that that number is not really indicative of the real number, because people aren't treating this seriously and getting the right treatment that they need at the time it's happening. Okay, thank you. So...